Turkey's parliament reconvened today with an oath-taking ceremony. The July 22nd election in the country saw voters re-elect the ruling AK party for another five-year term. However, the pro-Kurdish Democratic Society Party won 20 seats in the 500-member assembly, the first time that minority ethnic Kurds have been represented in the parliament for more than a decade. Dr. Halil Ibrahim Bahash, a sociologist with the International Strategic Research Organization in Ankara, told us more.
This election was about Turkish membership of European Union and solution in Cyprus and also solution in the Kurdish problem. There is the party which supports or which main policy is to solve this problem in this region, but this party was not able to win 10% of its vote. So the reason that these regions want their voice to be heard in the parliament, and they believe that other center parties cannot take their voice to the parliament, then they set up an independent campaign so that their voice could be heard in the parliament easily. So these independent MPs are supposed to be represent people who live in southeast or east part of Turkey.